I don't want to get in a hurry this morning. I want to mind the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm so thankful that my mother got to make it this morning. She's been really sick in body, and I'm glad that she could come to church. She's been trying for the last month, every Sunday, to try to come, and her health won't let her. And I'm thankful to have my mother in the house today. And I got to thinking about when I watched her walk in, today's a special day for me. I wanted to share with you guys. Today's my daddy's birthday. And if he'd been here, he'd been 78 today. And but I'm so happy where he's at. I told the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, if you wouldn't care, just give daddy a big hug for me. And you all have a time today. And but I love my daddy, and I brought his old Bible today. And I wanted to try to preach from it today and give you what thus saith the Word of God and try to help you along this way. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians. The fourth chapter is where I'm going to be this morning. 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. And I want to finish up with a thought that the Lord has given me. And I hope that I can help you today with it. But let's stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, breaking in at the eighth verse. The Bible says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in what? Persecuted, but not what? Cast down, but not what?" Let's read it again. "We are troubled on every side, yet not what? We are perplexed, but not what? Persecuted, but not what? Cast down, but what?" Heavenly Father, as we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to us through your word this morning. God, if the church gets anything today, if I receive anything today, it'll be because of you, Lord, and not because of me. Speak through these stammering lips, and we'll honor you today and give you all the glory, for we ask it in the highest and the holiest name that we know, and that's the name of Jesus we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. I want to preach to you today part two of things that won't get in. I asked the Lord this week what to do about the message. He said, "You ain't done yet." I said, "All right, Lord, what do you want?" He said, "Preach part two." So that's what I'm going to do today, is I'm going to preach to you what God has laid upon my heart. Last week we covered quite a bit in this book here in Revelation chapter 21. You can turn your Bibles over to there, and that's where we'll go from there. We see a vision that John saw, and the Holy Spirit give him revelations to write this down. And we want to bring it to you this morning in Revelation chapter 21, when the scriptures talked about, "And I, John, saw that new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw that holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." This morning I've come to help you prepare for the rapture of the church, amen. We're fixing to move out of here real, real soon. I don't know if you've been watching the news lately or seeing what's going on, but I'll tell you what I ain't. I'm not perplexed this morning. I'm not troubled. I'm not cast down. And I sure ain't destroyed this morning. I'm glad I have victory in Jesus. He's about to call, and I'm about to give an answer. When he calls, gravity's going to turn loose, and I'm out of here, amen. And if you've been truly born again and received his blood upon your soul, I'm glad when he says, "Come up hither," gravity's going to turn loose, amen. You can tie cinder blocks on you if you want to, but it'll turn loose, and you're out of here, amen. And we'll go to be with the Lord. And I'm glad it'll be wonderful when we get over there. Verse 4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death." Notice that. "And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Ravon and I were talking yesterday. Did y'all realize we're headed to a marriage supper of the Lamb, but we ain't even going to have a hunger pain to go to the marriage supper? He said that all pain would be done away with. Right now, you know, you're probably sitting there, and about 20 minutes from now, your stomach's going to start rumbling, and you're going to start thinking about lunch, how you need to. Come on now, you. I'm right there with you. I love to eat. And I'll tell you what, you feel those pains, those hunger pains. When we leave this side of life and we go there, I'm never going to have a hunger pain again. Praise the Lord, all the pain's going to be done away with. There'll be no sorrow, there'll be no crying, what the Bible says here. In verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." How many believe that God's word is true and faithful? Amen. "And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that a thirst of the fountain of the water of life." Notice verse 7. "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my" what? "Be my son." Hallelujah. "But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the adulterers and all liars shall have their part in that lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Let me tell you this morning, they're not going to get out of their sin. They're going to pay for it one day after a while. Those that persecute you now, those that make fun of you now, all those that put you down now, those that curse the name of the Lord, those that trod on His mercy, those that worship idols, those that believe in other gods, all those that believe in Hinduism and all this Allah stuff and believe in all these other things, they're going to stand before a holy God. Every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the only Lord. He's the only way. He's the truth. He's the life. Every single one of them are going to confess that one day after a while. I'm glad that every president will bow his knee. Every king will bow his knee. Every queen will bow her knee. I'm glad that every one of us in this building today will bow down on our knees and say, "Yes, He's Lord of lords and King of kings." You may curse the name of the Lord today. You may deny the name of the Lord today. But there's coming a day when you'll stand before God and you'll proclaim Him to be the way, the truth, the one that we need. He's the one that made the way. We'll all confess it on that day. Statistics shows that as we get older in life and we grow and we get grow older in number, those that trod the mercies of God, their hearts get harder and harder and harder as they go through. It's about a 750 chance to one that a person that is 75 years old or older will ever trust the Lord Jesus Christ, because they've come hard in their heart. They have come hard to the ways of life. They think that this is the way it is. I'm going to live this way. I'm going to do it my way. And they will not trust the Lord. But I'm glad there's a few every now and again that'll get right with God. I was blessed through the tent revival when we saw 175, 180, 186. 185, 180, back and forth, elderly people coming and getting right with God. I'm glad that we're living in an age where people are getting saved or they're running away. You're either going to God or you're going away from God. You're either saved or you're not saved. You're either in or you're out this morning. There's no in between. People like to live that there's an in between, but I'm going to tell you, there's no in between. You're either right with God or you're wrong against God. You're either a friend of God or you're an alien to God, one or the other. I'm glad He's my friend this morning. How about you, church? I'm glad that I'm walking with Him. But I'm going to tell you this morning, last week we covered the things that won't get in. One thing I covered was sin. I'm glad that sin won't enter into this place that's called heaven. All this sin that we deal with from week to week to week to week, I'm glad when we get over there, we won't have to deal with it this no more. I was brokenhearted this week when I saw that a missionary family, that the father of the family had been shot and killed on the mission field this week and left 8 children behind. And then come to find out his wife now is sick with liver cancer. And you say, that's terrible, people that's honoring God. Why would God let that happen? I'll tell you why God lets those things happen. God has a purpose and a will for all of our lives. He's going to use that man's life to bless many people's lives. He's going to use that mother's life to touch a lot of lives. And he's going to use those 8 precious children to touch a lot of lives. God will get the glory out of every bit of it. But I'm glad we're headed to a city where we'll never have to read about somebody being killed for the cause of Christ again. And families being separated during all this sin that's going on. We're going to a place where that'll never happen again. I tell you, y'all to be happy this morning. Y'all to run all over the house thinking about no sin's going to enter into this place called heaven. Can I hear from you this morning? I love Him. Why? Because He first loved me. That's why I love Him this morning. Number 2, sickness will never get in to this place that's called heaven. Amen. I don't know if you've had any lately, but I've had enough of it to last me a lifetime. Amen. It seems like we'll get over one thing and we'll start right into something else. You'll get over one cough and then there'll become a fever and then there'll become the chills and then all this other stuff starts going on. You'll get over that, there'll be something else coming. Long as we're in this life. Over in Job chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible says, Job said there that man is born of a woman is few days and full of trouble. We're going to have these things happen in our life. Now, I've heard people say you get sick because you're in sin. That's a bunch of baloney. That's what that is. Sickness will have infirmities in this life. Things will happen to us. I don't care how close you're walking with God. We'll get sick. You shake hands with somebody that's got a fever that has just coughed in their hand and you shake hands with them and rub your face, I promise you tomorrow you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. Why do you think I bought this big old bottle of sanitizer? I love you this morning, but I'm going to get the germs off if I can do it. Can I get a witness? Amen. We got a bottle back here in the back. We need them 2 big old pump stations on each side that everybody can use. I love fellowship. But we need to use wisdom in all things. I don't like sickness, but I'm glad we're headed to a city where there'll be no sickness. Amen. We won't have to worry about it no more. We'll be over that. There in Revelation 21, verse 4, he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, no more pain, for the former things are passed away. This former sickness will be passed away. We won't have to worry about it no more. But in Isaiah 53, verse 5, the Bible says, but he was wounded. He was wounded for our transgression. Amen. And he was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Now when I get really sick and I don't know what to do, I lean on scriptures like this. I say, Lord, by your stripes I know you can heal this old body. Amen. You can heal my soul. You can heal my body, whatever ails me, Lord. Isaiah 53, Lord, I'm leaning on you. You'll find out if you'll lean on the scriptures, even in times of sickness, and ask God to minister to your body and to your soul, he will minister to you. In the morning times when I sit down and I begin to do my devotions and study the Word of God, I'll eat my breakfast, and my prayer is, Lord, I pray that you'll bless this food for the nourishment of our body, but Lord, I also pray that you'll bless this word for the nourishment of my soul. I don't want my soul sick, and I don't want my body sick. So I'm trying to feed the body so it won't get sick, but I'm also trying to feed the soul so it'll have nourishment too. Did you all know that your inward man needs as much and more than your outward man does? Amen. He needs that, and you need to feed that. Every day that you go without that is like you going with the natural man all day not eating. The inward man is getting weak, getting weak, getting weak, getting weak. And when the devil shows up, you're not strong enough because you've not put no nourishment in. You need to get in the Word of God and study and ask God to show you what the Word of God means to you and help strengthen your body with inside so that we can be healthy on this side, because when we get there, we won't have to read the Bible no more. Amen? We'll be with the living Word. We'll have all the answers. You know, I heard somebody say one time, boy, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask this question, I'm going to ask that question. Do y'all realize something? When he says, come up hither, right that moment, we're going to receive the mind of Christ. Every question you ever had is going to be answered just like that. You're going to know it. You ain't going to have to ask nobody. You're going to understand it right then. We was also talking yesterday. I said, can you imagine when we get to heaven and we see these certain things? You know, the Bible says, I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, all the good things that God has in store for us. When we get there, we'll see things, and I'll probably say, I never thought of that. Man, I never thought it'd be like that. Won't that be good? We can't even fathom in our mind right now what it'll be like. Have you ever really sat down and thought about it? Your mind will just shut down. You can't even compare it. Even the most beautiful flowers, the prettiest places you've been, you'll think, man, this is beautiful. I wonder what heaven's going to be like. And your mind will just stop. You can't even think, because God's got something special in plan for His people. We're headed to a city where there's no sin. And there's no sickness. Man, I got to thinking, it's been 25 years since my daddy's went to be with the Lord. And there's not a day goes by that I don't miss him. Especially when something good happens in my life, or even when I'm struggling with something. I thought, man, I'd sure like to be able to sit down and talk to daddy about this. And I can talk to my mom, she's still here, and I can go talk with her. But being a man, there's sometimes men need to talk to men. And me and my daddy had that relationship. You know, we could talk and we could share with one another. And he could help reason with me and get me in track sometimes and show me what I needed to do. And when the Lord called him, I realized then, I'll never forget that morning, I walked out on their back porch and I looked up to heaven. And I really realized then what I had lost. On this side. And the grief that moved in. You know, we're in Ecclesiastes, talks about there's a time for that. There's a time for mourning. And I went through that time. And you know, a lot of you, I've spent time with you. You've mourned. You've lost loved ones, and we've mourned together. And it's hard. It's not an easy thing. But number three of this message is we're going to a place where there'll be no more death. I'll not walk out on the porch of glory and start grieving when I think about people that didn't make it, because I won't be thinking about them. Right. If I could think about everybody that didn't make it, it wouldn't be heaven to me. Right. Now, think about that. The Lord has let me think of that. It would not be heaven if I could think of one person that I try to witness to, try to win for Christ, and realize that they didn't make it to heaven. It'd be a sad time. I'm glad all that sadness is going to be done away with, and we're not going to have those remembrances no more. When people tell me that they're ready to go and they die out and we lay them out and we preach the funeral, all we can do is take them out at their word. They're in the hands of an almighty God, a just God. And I tell them at every funeral, if you ever hear me, you ever come to a funeral I preach, you'll hear me say this. If they could talk to you today, they'd say, get right with God. Whether they're saved or whether they're lost, they'd tell you, get right with God. Because they went to a place where there'll be no more death. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. When your mother and your father drawed their last breath, I promise you, immediately they was in the presence of God. Upon the authority of His Word, He tells us immediately they're in His presence. There's no hesitation. There's no holding place. There's not a paradise in between heaven and hell where they're holding, waiting. And the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm telling you, they're present with the Lord. How do you know that, preacher? Because he talks about rejoicing in heaven. When one sinner gets saved, all of heaven rejoices. We clap a little bit. We're happy a little. They're rejoicing that somebody's gotten saved. And now they're going to get that eternal reward, that place called heaven, coming out from the sin, coming out from the sickness, no more death. When you walk through the gates of glory, there'll be no more of that anymore. It'll all be over with. This morning, everything that you're suffering with, you're dealing with, you'll never have to deal with no more. Think about that. A lot of you have faced sickness and things coming up in your life, things you've got to go through, things you're looking at. But when the Lord calls you from this life, you'll never have to worry about that again. Sound like me, you got a death wish? No, I've got a living wish. I ain't even begun to live yet. I done got my ticket. I done been down, and he's done give me my ticket and show me where I'm headed, give me a road map to follow, and said, follow me. We're headed to a better place than this. And I said, well, Lord, will I have to go on my own? He said, no. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? I'm talking about heaven, amen. I'm talking about the things that won't get into heaven and bring us down and discourage us anymore. There in Revelation 4, we saw where he said, there'd be no more death, no more sorrow, no crying. But in Isaiah 25, verse 8, he said, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away the tears from off of their faces. And the rebuke of his people shall be to take away from off the face of the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. The Lord has spoken it. These are promises that you can stand on this morning. He's promised us that. He's going to take us from all this suffering. We fight enemies in this life every day. Sickness ain't nothing but an enemy. An enemy that the devil likes to poke up and get upon us. But I'm glad in 1 Corinthians 15:26 he said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. I'm glad that even when that time comes to die, I've stood beside the bed of so many that have died, saved and lost. And we all fight a battle right there at the end. This old body will fight a battle. Now, I want to tell you something this morning. When we get saved, God forgives us of all of our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. But I'm telling you this morning, that abuse that you did to that temple will still pay for that. How do you know that, preacher? I've watched it with my own eyes. If you've been an alcoholic, you smoked all your life, you've been a welder, construction worker, asbestos worker, done all these things that have destroyed the lungs, destroyed the body, worked on the body. When it comes down to time of dying, that body will suffer. But I'm glad that when that body is suffering, that's when the Lord will step in and that enemy's fighting and say, nope, he's coming with me. And I can watch, I've been by the bedside and they get their eyes fixed on that heavenly kingdom. And it don't matter what's going on in the body, the eyes are fixed. And you can't even talk to them. Why? Because they've got their eyes fixed. They're headed out of this place. And that old body may fight, and it may fight that last few moments. But I'm glad that the Lord steps in, takes them by the hand, and says, come with me, child. It's going to be all right. I ain't never been to that side of it yet. But I know by the promises of God's Word that He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll go all the way, even down to the end of the world. He's going to be there when that time comes to die. I promise you, the Lord will be there. We're all scared of death one way or the other. You can say, well, I'm not really scared. I promise you, when it comes to dying, you'll have fear upon your life. But when that fear comes, the Lord will be there. And He'll say it'll be all right. Most people that I've seen that's been afraid to die or didn't want to die because they don't want to leave their loved ones. I've seen them about ready to die and grandchildren just about being ready to be born. They'd want to stay because of a new grandchild that was coming, or maybe a son was getting married or a daughter getting married. Events going on in their life, they wanted to stay to see that happen. But I'm going to tell you what, I want to go be with the Lord. I don't care what's going on. We need to raise our family and teach our families. The Bible says it's once appointed unto a man to die, and after this, what? The judgment. We're leaving out of here. You've got an appointment one day after a while. Church, I'm telling you about a place where no sin will enter in. No sickness will ever be there and no death will ever come. That ought to make you happy this morning to know that God is in control of your life. Amen. Matthew 13:43, the Bible says, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Bible says." We're going to shine forth when we walk through that city. I'm glad that the angels have to step back and say, here they come. And they'll step back and we'll walk through that city. Hand in hand with the Lord, we'll walk in file in there. It'll be wonderful. I'll be able to walk with my chest hooved out like I'm somebody, because I will be somebody. You know who I'll be? I'll be a child of the King. Amen. That's been redeemed from this old world of sin and death. Amen. It'll be wonderful, church. I'm telling you, it's going to be wonderful. Now, our hearts are broke when young people die and they strip out of this life early and things of that nature. But I want to tell you this morning that God has a plan. He has a plan that you and I don't understand. And we've got to be willing to trust God at what He's doing. You may say today, Brother Gary, is this really, really going to happen? We've heard about it. We've heard the preachers preach about it. We've heard singers sing about it. We've watched our loved ones. Is it really going to happen? I'm going to tell you this morning, it's really going to happen. It's really going to happen to you and I. It's coming to pass. Revelations 22, the Bible says here in 6 and 7, "And he said unto me these things, saying, are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets, He'll send the angels to show unto His servants the things which must be shortly hereafter." In verse 7, He says, "Behold, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." I'm telling you this morning, Genesis chapter 1 says, "In the beginning." Revelations 22 says, "Amen." He's the first and He's the last. You know what's in between? Amen. That's it. He's the first and He's the last. The two books in this Bible that the devil hates the most is Genesis and Revelations. And he hates everything in between. But those two, he hates most of all. Because Revelation is the foretelling of all past, present, and future. And he knows his future is doomed. What about you this morning? If the Lord was to come this morning, don't be one of these statistics of one of these things that's not going to get into heaven. No sin will enter in to this place that's called heaven. If you're here today and you're in sin, you've never known the Lord as your personal Savior, you've never accepted Him, never confessed Him, I'm telling you this morning, you'll never enter in to this place called heaven. Can I hear from you this morning? But all those that have been truly saved, when He calls, we're going to give an answer. Yes, Lord. You won't even have to say nothing. When He speaks, the blood will speak for you. I mean, phoom. You'll take a blood ride, amen. It won't be a blood drive, it'll be a blood ride, amen. And it'll be wonderful when He calls. But I wonder today, with all these folks that's in this building, if the Lord was to come right now, Would you make it? Are you going to make it? Have you got your sins under the blood? I ain't talking about working your way. Ain't no such a thing. You can't work your way to heaven. I'm glad I can't do nothing to earn my salvation. I can't do nothing to keep my salvation. I'm glad it's a free gift of God. There it is. Take it or leave it. And so many are leaving it now. I don't want that. No, I'd have to live different than I'm living. You want to live different. What if they do that? Let me tell you what, without chastisement, the Bible says you're a bastard, not a son. That's what the Bible says. When you get out of order, the Lord will take a limb. If my mother could talk to you this morning, she'd tell you. She'd take a limb and straighten me out. The Lord will do the same thing to you. He'd straighten you out this morning. You get out of His will. But He's a loving Father. And He loves you. And those that He loves, He'll also chasten. Amen. Let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.